troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House. Undisturbed by a potential conflict of interest, the Pelosis purchased 5,000 shares of Visa at the initial price of $44. 2 days later, it was trading at $64. The credit card legislation never made it to the floor of the House. Congresswoman Pelosi also declined our request for an interview, but agreed to call on us if we attended her news conference.
Madam Leader, I wanted to ask you why you and your husband back in March of 2008 accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa. At a time there was major legislation affecting their credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential and favorable stock deal?
Well, we didn't.
You participated in the IPO.
Well, I have many.
And at the time you were Speaker of the House. You don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it only has appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, sir. That I would act upon an investment.